Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Deliver me.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. It is. It's WeTalkRadio.com. Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on tonight. We see the phone lines there are lighting up. Man, the time ticker is going off. Welcome back, everybody, to the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man. Man is in the building. Hello, man.
All right, now. Happy Sunday, everyone. Yes, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, welcome to another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Yes.
Woo! Boy, it's been a blessed day, a long day on the day.
It has been. But as you stated, it has been a blessed day.
Yeah, man, we have had a marvelous day. Hope you guys out there have had a great day on today. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Call somebody up and tell them the E-Man After Show is... We want to thank you guys that we can see you guys coming in on the phone lines, coming in on the network. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Yes.
You're listening on the other side. The time ticker is going off. Man, I tell you, it has been just a marvelous day on today. We want to thank all you guys that join us each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're on all social media.
We are.
Listen, guys, if you want to follow this great network, we've been around for 14 years and still going strong.
That's right.
We want to shout out to the owner and founder, Miss Kia Davis.
That's right. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
How you doing? I know you're listening on the network, owner. Want to shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She allows us to sit here every Sunday night. I want to appreciate her. We sit at the microphones and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we're back tonight. We're back tonight for another great episode. Hope you guys have had a wonderful day. We're broadcasting live on two networks on tonight. We just excited us. Why? Because it is the first Sunday of the month, right?
Yes.
And we do Bible study over here. Every first Sunday of the month, we have what we call Bible. But, man, we on all social media. Listen, if you want to listen to this great network, listen to all the great personalities, man, to help me out with some of them platforms over there that they can check out.
Sure. So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon, FM. And Deezer.
As you can download all, you can download all of those apps, man, that just kept, you know, called out. So We Talk Radio Network, and you can listen to us live. We are live all around the globe. Man, I checked out the stats. We're around the globe. Who be listening to us in Italy? Italy, Australia.
Someone.
Shout out to South Africa tonight.
Yes.
I want to shout out all of you guys that come around and listen. Evening After Show, our largest which is in the U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
I thank all of you around the globe. Listen to this great. Listen to the Evening After Show.
Yes.
Shout out to the high rise. They're listening on tonight. All of you guys that's over for listening. We got a YouTube channel. You can, you know, you can radio network. All word. You can like. You can share. You can make a comment. But man, if they subscribe.
Guys, you would just sit but get the We Talk Radio family upload new content.
And so we want you listen, we're pushing this YouTube channel. We have so much other great things that's going on. We're
mm-hmm.
pushing this YouTube channel. Listen, we on so many outlets and platforms. We ain't on the one to be on. Call We Talk Radio Network. You can call 563-945. listen, trust me, we'll be on that platform for you. And so shout out to all of you. Lines are, the phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going. Man, I tell you, listen, just sit at the men to the mentor show because
right.
we had a great day. I want to shout out to Miss Stephanie. They did, they renewed their vows.
They did.
Had an opportunity to attend that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to see. How long have they been married, man? 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an opportunity. On today was just a blessing. Getting married and renewing their vows.
Yes.
We ain't been married for 15 months. We got a long way to go, man.
Okay. Some people years. I don't think that it's there's a standard.
Oh, okay. People just do it, huh?
I've even known couples to do it in 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, they celebrated 23 years, so if you're out there, they say they'll be listening tonight. Congratulations to you guys.
Congratulations.
And then we rushed on back to the studio to do your show.
That's right. We did at 7 p.m. So it's been a busy day.
Yeah, so this is why this show is called After Show, because we're just jumping off the Man to the Mentor show.
Right.
And we want to thank all you guys. We're giving you guys time to come in on the network on tonight. We see the time ticker is going off, and people are logging in all around the globe because
mm-hmm.
it's daytime somewhere.
Right.
It's evening time somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime somewhere.
Yes.
Well, we're broadcasting, and it's 9:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so, listen, this is a great market. We found out this is a great market over
it
here.
It is.
Man, I didn't think that many people be listening. But we get those stats, and we want to shout out and appreciate all our listeners that keep listening to us each and every Sunday night.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, normally on every Sunday night, we have an encouragement word that goes out. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Freya Bell.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll bypass that segment tonight because we're teaching Bible study on tonight.
Right.
Mr. Freya Bell, if you out there listening, he probably on the line. I just hadn't strolled down to see if I could find his number. But if you're listening tonight, we're going to bypass your segment because we get some word on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting some word on tonight because we got a great couple that's going to be teaching us tonight. And we're just, let me use some big words here, man. We're just peacock proud, hyena happy,
mm-hmm.
and elephant elated to have these teachers on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We have the Smith that's teaching us on tonight.
We do.
Yes, we had an opportunity a few years ago to serve them, right?
We did.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to serve them when they were launching their Facebook ministry,
mm-hmm.
where they was going online to teach, and we had an opportunity to go sit in with them and watch them teach.
We did.
Just the awesome teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tag team. We got a duel. We got a treat for y'all tonight.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we had a tag team before.
Yeah, we had the other Smiths.
We did.
We had Pastor Johnny Smith and Tamika Smith.
We did. Okay.
Yeah. Last year, they came on and they taught us. And tonight, ain't that our running? We got some more Smiths teaching us.
Yes, we have the Smiths tonight.
Yeah, we have Pastor Howard Smith and Lady Felicia Smith. They're hanging out with us tonight on the
right,
Evening After
right.
Show. And they're from Country Creek Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we're going to get ready to bring them in because, listen, guys, we want you to get your Bible. We
uh-huh.
want you to get your device, whatever you study on, because they teach in depth. You know what I'm saying? And they offset one another,
right.
You know. Whatever Pastor Smith is saying, she know how to come back and make it more plainer.
That's true.
You
that
know?
Is true.
And so these guys are going to teach us tonight, and we just appreciate them taking their time out. I'm quite sure they have had a long day on
mm-hmm.
today. This is a late show, so we want all of you that's coming in, you know. I know they some early birds. Pastor Smith, I know y'all some early birds out there. But, you know, they serving tonight. And that's all this show is about, man. We just want to be servants unto the Lord, and they're going to break bread with us on tonight. So we're giving people time to come in on the phone lines, because the phone lines, I'm strolling down. I just need Freya Bell number. Shout out to you, Mr. Freya Bell.
Shout out
we're
going to
you. Bypass your segment on tonight, but join us the next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at 9:35 and 10:35, you can always listen to Encouragement for the Soul by Freya Bell.
That's right.
Just
2 years, we just came up on Fred's Bell 2-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And, you know, we received a lot of great feedback from listeners. His messages are very impactful. So shout out to all of the Fred Ikes out there on this evening. Tune in next week. We will be playing Fred Bell segment.
Well, they call it in now because I think they want some of this word on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Oh, and you're certainly welcome to stay.
Yes. And, you know, because it's always been that sin, you know, whatever you do last and lay down on, it stays in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you watch a scary movie, you know, that might be in your psyche when you use the restroom, right?
Right.
Or, you know, you read a book or it stays in your psyche. So we was doing those sick. People was talking about they couldn't sleep now COVID time, right?
Yes.
And they was having insomnia and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we started using, Fred Bell started coming on doing this segment, and people just got excited about it.
Did.
And then God afforded us to do the Bible study that started last year.
Mm-hmm.
The bed on a Sunday night, on the first of the night, and man, they get that Bible study, they wake up and get them some tea in the night, and they remember, that word being their psyche.
That's right.
And so all we doing, ladies and gentlemen, over here on the E-Man After Show, we want you guys just to go back and study this word that these great men and women of God have come on and taught us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the feedback is people have got back in the Bible.
That's right.
And we want to thank all of y'all that encouraged me and Mandy. You know, y'all keep that up. Over on the station, they just excited and delighted about it. Somebody didn't stream their service on today.
This is true.
Well, you're going to get some word tonight because we got some awesome teachers on tonight.
That's right.
Man, we are just a peacock proud and high and happy to be able to have served them and have watched them on down through the years. And they're just doing an awesome job at what they're doing. And we're going to give you out all the information because we want you guys to go follow them and be a part of their Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mandy, just before we bring the Smiths in, won't you tell us a little bit about Pastor Howard Smith and Lady Felicia Smith?
All right, just a little bit about Pastor Smith and First Lady Smith. In 2016, God called Pastor Howard and Sister Felicia Smith to start a Thursday night discipleship training teaching ministry via conference call. The Lord's blessings were evident because lives were being transformed by the Word of God. The Lord expanded his ministry in 2020 to reach a broader audience on Facebook Live. Recently, Pastor Smith sensed the Holy Spirit moving him to host a worship on fourth Sundays at 10 a.m. and Hour of Power on first Monday at 7 p.m. via Facebook. They both recognize that it is God who has called them, and to him be the glory.
Yeah, amen. God be the glory for all that he's done. And once again, that's every fourth Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Pastor Howard Smith and their worship service,
yes,
you know, on Facebook Live. Listen, if you guys want to go on Facebook, you can follow them at Country Creek Smith. Facebook is Country Creek Smith Ministry. You can follow them there. I think they'll tag you in, and you're able to check them out on every fourth Sunday of the month. And then every month, or what is that, every first Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's Hour of Power.
Hour of Power.
I like that. It's Hour of Power.
Right.
Ain't nothing like some dunamis, some dynamite.
That's right.
Acts 1 and 8, what does it say? You receive power after.
After the Holy Spirit.
So they give you some power on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So they just doing the doggone thing, huh?
That's right.
Glad to have them on tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are lit up. The time ticker is going off. Shout out to Southern Soul. Yeah, the time ticker is going off over there. Man, it's people all around the globe listening tonight. Pull on up to the radio. Pull on up. Yes, this is the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man.
I'm Andy.
And guess what? Man, I think we ought to bring our guests in. What you think?
I think we should.
We're going to bring them in, and we're going to chit-chat with them. And ladies and gentlemen, how we do this, we're going to bring them in. And we're just going to turn them loose and let them go. And if any one of you guys have any questions for Pastor Smith and Lady Smith, you can hit option one on your phone. That's number one on your phone. It flags me. It let me know if you got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see which way Pastor Smith want to do that. If you want to stop and take your question, or if you want to wait to the end of his teaching and you guys have any questions, we'll bring you in and we'll sum it up like that. If not, because a lot of times people teach so plain, you know, they get nervous. I don't know why people get nervous when they get on the radio.
Right.
It's just the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes people do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They get, look, don't be shy. It's just me and man. They, you know, it's just like we at the crib talking.
And the network.
So to all of you people that's on the network that's flagging us already, mm-hmm. we ain't even talked yet. that's after. But we thank you anyway. Well, we see you guys on the network on tonight, on the phone lines on tonight. We are giving people a chance to come in. Mm-hmm. We can see them coming. When y'all say, when I say the time ticker, that's every time that time ticker go off, that's somebody coming in. We want to thank you guys for coming in. It is lit up on tonight. I see Mr. Fred Bell number. I'm strolling down. Hello, Fred Bell. I see him on the line on tonight. I see a whole lot of numbers on the line tonight. We want to thank you guys for joining the E-Man After Show. Well, man, yeah. With further ado, let's bring in Pastor Howard Smith and Lady Felicia Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, they're from Country Creek Ministry. Pastor Howard Smith and Lady Smith, how are you guys on tonight?
Hello, we're doing fine. How are you guys?
We're doing absolutely fantastic.
Yes, doing well. Thank you.
Amen. Glad to be on the air tonight. And just want to thank God for allowing us this opportunity to be here. So just glad to hear everything that's going on.
Yes, sir. Well, we're glad to have you guys on tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Howard Smith. Mm-hmm. Lady Smith, they're from Country Creek Ministries. Pastor Smith, how long your ministry been going on, sir?
Ooh.
You started in 2016,
you know, after a couple of years, I lose track. So I'm gonna say about 3, maybe 4 years now. You know, probably
okay.
coming up on 5. You
know. Great. Around 2016, y'all started around 2016, right?
Actually, it was before that.
Oh, okay.
It was actually before 2016, because that was the time when we met up with y'all. But we actually had been going like maybe a couple of years before that.
Okay.
At one point when we first started out, we started out at the Duncanville Rec Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for maybe about a year and a half. And then when the pandemic hit, we just kind of like we didn't do anything, and then we ended up at the I think it was called the Santa Fe Trail building, and that's when we invited y'all to come in because we just launched it back again.
Yes, so, beautiful.
So I'd say roughly 4.5 years, maybe 5.
And still going strong. Teach you that word.
Yeah.
Well, we thank y'all for being servers on. I know this is not y'all hour here. Y'all normally going to be around this time, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to appreciate y'all staying up a little late with us tonight.
We do.
We're at the clock.
Well, you know, God has got something to say tonight to all of these people that's on
Amen.
The phone line, that's on the network. And Pastor Smith and Lady Smith, how we do this is we're going to turn you guys loose. And I think I share with you guys, you got up to 11 o'clock. You know, it may not go that long, but what we'll do is, Pastor Smith, I don't know if you want to do it this way. Sometimes somebody hit option one, but they I guess they wanted a question, but they took their hand down. Know it when you give a pause if you want to bring them in, because sometimes they have questions while you're teaching, and if not, we'll wait to the end of your teaching and bring all those that, you know, have questions to come in, if that's okay with you. And listen, me and Amanda being the cook, we got our Bibles to go, so
we're ready.
We think we have helped everybody long enough, so we'll turn this show over to you guys, and y'all just go in y'all own way, and when y'all finish, you'll hear me chime in every now and then saying amen and you know, and y'all just let the Lord use you, and when you finish, we'll come back and wrap it up with you guys on tonight.
All right. If anybody have any courses or something like that, we'll just wait till the end.
Okay.
You know, for the Q&A time, and then we'll just ask everybody to write their courses down, and
yes,
we'll
sir.
Take them at the end.
Okay, right. Well, we'll do it that way. And a lot of times you can explain it, so you might answer a question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, me and Amanda will sum it up what we got out, you know, what we got out of with you guys, and just kind of go from there.
Right.
All righty. Well, it's all y'all. Y'all let the Lord use you, and we'll be back right after y'all finish teaching.
Okay.
Y'all go right ahead.
All right. Praise God. Well, I want to say hello to everyone who's joining us tonight. Again, my name is Pastor Howard Smith, and my wife is Sister Felicia Smith, and we just want to thank God for this opportunity to be here. But what we're going to do is we're going to get started with prayer, because that's what we always like to do. We like to take things before God before we take up. So I'm going to ask my wife if she wouldn't mind leading us in prayer. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Father God, we bow before you right now, Lord, recognizing who you are. Recognizing, dear God, that as your word declares, it's in you, Lord, that we live, move, and have our being.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we're here today only because of your grace, Lord. Thank you, Father, for keeping us throughout the day, watching over us, dear God, providing for us, Lord, giving us, Lord, everything we needed, Lord, to bring you glory. And I ask, God, before Pastor Smith and I say another word, God, we ask that you will forgive us for our sins. Because
yes,
we realize, dear God, that throughout the day we've probably thought something, said something, had a kind of attitude, dear God, that was displeasing to you. And God, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will fill us up by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
because as it says in your word, God, in Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. And God, we decrease so you can increase. Because somebody, and even us, dear God, we need to hear from you and not from us, God. So we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Eldridge and Sister Mandy, dear God, for giving us this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who's joined. And we pray, dear God, that someone, Lord, would be encouraged and uplifted. We also pray, Father, that someone who doesn't know you will say, what must I do to be saved? Because, Lord, it's all about Jesus. We're pointing to Jesus. It's about him being exalted. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And, Lord, we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
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 Again, I want to thank God. Again, I want to let you know that we're Country Creek Ministries, and we're sharing with you our Thursday night Bible study, which we call Discipleship Training. And we have been traveling through the book of Nehemiah. So tonight we're just going to deal with chapter 1 of Nehemiah. But as always, we like to give background to the book, because it's good to know what's in the book before you can even get an idea of what's going on. We entitled this series, however you want to call it, teaching, we call it Return, Rebuild, and Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Return, Rebuild, and Restore. Because the book of Nehemiah comes on the heel of Ezra, because actually Ezra and Nehemiah was considered one book.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the book of Ezra, it's the speaking of the return of the children of Israel as they were coming out of a 70-year captivity. And then in Nehemiah, that's where the rebuilding and the restoration began. Nehemiah was commissioned by God to restore or to reconstruct the city of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, this book study is speaking of God's return, God rebuilding, and God restoring the city and the people back to him.
Mm-hmm.
How can we apply that to today? Because when we look at the, 2 years that we were in during the pandemic, when we were on lockdown, couldn't do anything, then God allowed that, I guess you want to say, to be lifted. So in a very real sense, we can kind of see how Nehemiah applies to us today,
mm-hmm.
that we are in the rebuilding, we're returning, we're being rebuilt, we're being restored. Now, it's unfortunate that some people wants to go back to the same old, but nevertheless, through the book of Nehemiah, we can see how God is speaking to us today. The same that happened then is happening now, but we're being spiritually rebuilt back to God. And then restored back to God. The reason for their captivity, a 70-year captivity, was because of their rebellious behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the book, when you go into the Kings, the Chronicles, especially in Second Chronicles, It was in Second Chronicles when the actual captivity came on, when King Nebuchadnezzar went in and brought them out. One interesting point is that that captivity didn't happen all at once. Mm-hmm. It was in a three stages. By the time it got to the 25th chapter, if I'm not mistaken, of Second Chronicles, that's when it all came down. It all came down. It was the third and final stage, and that's when they were all sitting into captivity. And that's when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed. I mean, he literally destroyed Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. I mean, tore down. I mean, he demolished the temple, took everything that was in it out, mm-hmm. all the gold, everything, left nothing. Demolished the wall to where it seemed like they were irreparable, mm-hmm. for the lack of a better word. I mean, just totally destroyed it. You'll find this if you ever want to do any background, go into the book of Second Chronicles. Don't forget to add Zechariah, Haggai, and Jeremiah. Because mm-hmm. in Jeremiah, when it was prophesied that they were going to go in, and it was in Jeremiah when it was prophesied that King Cyrus was going to send out an edict to set them free.
Yeah.
But that was going to take 70 years. Also, again, we said that Ezra and Nehemiah was one book. When it began to, they began to separate the book, it was during the early church fathers, if I'm not mistaken, that they began to separate the books. And that was during the it was an Old Testament manuscript that I'm not sure who it was. I want to say it was Jerome, but I'm not really sure. The year of the Catholic period that happened is that during the book of Ezra, according to the Apologetic Study Bible, Ezra covered the period from 538 B.C., to around 456 B.C., and Nehemiah covered a period of 445 B.C. to somewhere around 433 B.C. So by the time Nehemiah, like some 11 or 13 years had passed, so from the time Nehemiah come on the scene, that was a 11 or 13 year span. So it wasn't, When Nehemiah went to Jerusalem, it wasn't like right away, because even in that, it was stated, in my research, it was stated that before the temple was built, there was like 140, 170 years before they even began to build the temple. It didn't happen right as soon as they came out of captivity and went back. There was a lag. So a lot of this, when you read the Bible, you find that there's a lot of years involved, there's a lot of things involved, and the Bible is not in chronological order because a lot of the things that happen, because even in the book of Ezra, between chapter 10 and chapter 11 and chapter 7 and 1, there's like a 1,000-year span, and that's when the book of Esther, the events in Esther, took place. Yeah. Amen? When by the time they got back, the people were in such a disarray. They were so disheartened, and because the surrounding nations was beginning to really look down on them, because Jerusalem was once a proud city. God was their protector. A lot of the people around them were afraid of Jerusalem. They were afraid of the Jews in Jerusalem. But when they got back, they didn't have that glory. They didn't even have enough unction about themselves to want to try to do anything. Because remember I said, there was like 130, 170 years before they even did anything. Before Zerubbabel came along and said, hey, look here, let's do this. Let's get something going. You know, let's try to build a temple. So when they got back, they were kind of in a very sad state. And I was reading in the book I have here called Ancient Times, I mean Old Testament Times of the Ancient World, it says that the once proud capital city still bore the marks of its humiliation, and although the temple had been completed, the city was still without walls. We're talking about once they built the temple, and before Nehemiah came, they were still in a defeated state because the cities around them, the people around them, one kept them underfoot. And that's what Satan does to us. When a people don't try to pull themselves up, Satan got his foot on them.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the Samaritans and others who had settled in the vicinity had easy access to Jerusalem because they had no walls, they had no protection, they had no security. And so they could just go in and just do whatever they wanted to do. They could pillage, they could rob, they could destroy, they could rape, they could do whatever they wanted to do. And the captives, once they got back, they felt powerless to do anything quiet because they were laden with guilt.
Mm-hmm.
They were laden with guilt. And when they got back and they saw what it was like, it was just like all of a sudden, all of their whatever was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't realize that God had brought them out. God could help them rebuild, but they weren't thinking like that. It also says that when a prosperous state failed to materialize within a short time of the return from the exile, the enthusiasm of the people waned.
Mm-hmm.
It says, although the glowing words of prophecy stirred them to action for building the temple, it was not long before the inhabitants of Judah, to be known, succumbed to the opposition of their local enemies. This was because the city was unprotected and unguarded. And that leads us into chapter 1, Sister Smith.
So I'm going to go ahead and read the Nehemiah 1. And the version of the Bible that I have is the Holman Christian Bible. So depending on whatever your preferred translation is, it may read a little bit different, but the message is still the same. But before I do that, there is a book by a minister. His name is Chip Ingram. And he wrote a book on Nehemiah, and it's called Holy Ambition. And the synopsis for Nehemiah 1, I'm going to read what Chip Ingram said. He said, Nehemiah's story begins with a historical hint and spiritual hurt. It was a time when God's people and God's agenda in the world seemed hopelessly lost, while Nehemiah lived in a lap of luxury. Now, keep that in mind, because we'll talk about that in just a minute, what that means about Nehemiah living in a lap of luxury. I hope you can imagine the scene. Nehemiah was living in the king's palace, surrounded by servants and satisfied with fine food, luxurious benefits, and economic security. Then came the terrible report from Jerusalem. Nehemiah's brother and others had returned from Jerusalem, where they had journeyed to see the conditions of the city. They brought back news that broke Nehemiah's heart. How do we know? Because he sat down and wept. Let's get this clear in our minds. Nehemiah's life was going great, but God's agenda in Jerusalem was stalled.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah was blessed while God's city was in ruin. His response to the news was a dislocated heart. Even though his spiritual life was in order and the conditions in Jerusalem did not directly affect his personal world, Nehemiah's deeper concern for God's agenda caused his heart to break when he heard the report. So a dislocated heart is defined as is a God-given concern for others that propels us out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passionate concern for God's agenda that supersedes our own desires for personal peace and prosperity. And when we look at Nehemiah, we'll see that even though he was in a lap of luxury,
mm-hmm.
even though he had a cushy job and he worked for the king, the Holy Spirit was on him in such a way that the Holy Spirit moved him to help other people. And that's a huge application for us. It's that we may be in a place of blessing right now, but we see the conditions of other people around us, and God may be nudging us to help somebody.
Amen.
Even
Amen.
Nehemiah, and I encourage all who are listening tonight, read the entire book of Nehemiah, because we'll see how Nehemiah, he used his own resources. He left his job to go help people who were in trouble. So with that as a backdrop, I'm going to go ahead and read Nehemiah chapter 1. So it says, and I'm starting at verse 1, it says, the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, during the month of Kislev, and what Kislev is, that's around the November-December time frame, around 445 B.C., in the 20th year when I was in the fortress city of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, arrived with men from Judah, and I questioned them about Jerusalem and the Jewish remnant that had returned from exile. They said to me, the survivors in the province who returned from the exile are in great trouble and disgrace. Jerusalem's wall has been broken down and its gates have been burned down.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard these words, I sat down and wept. And what this word wept means is actually a Hebrew word that means to wail and to cry. It expresses deep sorrow. It says, not only did he wept, he mourned, and that means he grieved. I mourned for a number of days, fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, Lord God of heaven, the great and awe-inspiring God who keeps his gracious covenant with those who love him and keep his command, let your eyes be open and your ears be attentive to hear your servant's prayer that I now pray to you day and night for your servants, the Israelites. I confess the sins we have committed against you. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted corruptly toward you and have not kept your commands, statutes, and ordinances you gave your servant Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Please remember what you commanded your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the people. But if you return to me and carefully observe my commands, even though your exiles were banished to the ends of the earth, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place where I chose to have my name dwell. They are your servants and your people. You redeemed them by your great power and strong hand.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to that of your servants who delight to revere your name. Give your servant success today and have compassion on him in the presence of this man. At the time, I was the king's cupbearer. And so just real quickly, the king at the time was King Artaxerxes I. And so it was in the 20th year of his reign. And a cupbearer was actually a very
Amen.
Highly important role, because what a cupbearer did was, like, basically they were number one, they were close to the king, so they had to be trustworthy. Number two, they were responsible for tasting the food and the wines and things like that before the king tasted it, before the king consumed it. And the reason why is because there was always treachery. We know that there was always treachery and intrigue and people having hidden agendas and wanting to assassinate the king. So Nehemiah's role was critical to the protection and the security of the king.
And some people, you can see how Nehemiah's position was very important, because I was reading somewhere and it said that Nehemiah and King Artaxerxes was real tight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can believe that, because, I mean, you know, you got somebody going to taste your food.
Right.
And if it's well, fine. If it's got poison in it, well, you know, next
right.
in line. You
exactly.
know, so Nehemiah's position was very important, you know.
Right.
It's like Council Christmas and, you know, who's the next unit?
Right. Exactly. So that takes us to we're going to just real high level
right.
Nehemiah chapter 1. And so I actually, the Holy Spirit, as I was studying this chapter, the Holy Spirit gave me just kind of a high level title for Nehemiah 1, because we see Nehemiah's brokenness and his lamentation.
Mm-hmm.
We see his brokenness and his lamentation. And just as a side note, Nehemiah's name actually means Yahweh comforts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a name that's befitting Nehemiah.
Yes.
That he's comforting. That God comforts him. And we'll see, too, as a matter of fact, we see it in Nehemiah 1, how Nehemiah was a prayer warrior.
He was a prayer warrior.
He was a prayer warrior. He was a praying man.
In chapter 1, the first thing you see is what Nehemiah does is that he inquired about the condition of the city and the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing he does, because look what it says. It says, the word of Nehemiah, son of Elkahiah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel. Now, the citadel is considered a resort area where all the kings of Persia would go. It was kind of like a winter resort.
Exactly.
And they also, in one translation, I mean, one historian said that not only was it a winter resort, but it was also like a capital, like the main place. And so in the citadel of Susa, then I said, Hananiah, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province, are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. Now, when they come back, now mind you now, as you heard Sister Smith brought up, why was Nehemiah so concerned when he had it going on?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he be so concerned? Because these were his countrymen. He was a Jewish individual who did not taste where he was for granted.
Come on.
Remember in the, I think it's Moses, when Moses' parents, to save his life, they put him in a basket made of bulrush and put him out in the Nile Sea, the Nile River. Pharaoh's daughter saw him, took him in. But when Moses became of age, he began to realize there's something different about me.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. He began to have a passion for his Hebrew brothers and sisters, because he knew that he was not an Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Hebrew. And so he had a compassion, and the scripture says that he did not enjoy the luxuries of the Pharaoh's four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it was with Nehemiah. Even though he had a prominent position, even though he was the, quote unquote, the king's right hand, you got to be when it comes down to, you know, taking his food, you know, testing his food. But he had it going on. He had servants. He was in a good place. Money was all right. But yet he was concerned about his people. Question on the floor. Are we concerned about our brothers and sisters who are in a lower state than we are? Than some of us, I put it like that. Do we put ourselves up so high to where we feel like, well, that's them, that's not me?
Mm-hmm.
That we have to understand that everything that we have belongs to God.
Yeah.
And as God's children, we ought to have a concern. Well, we ought to be inquisitive or to inquire about the condition of our brothers and sisters, and not only just ask questions, but do something.
Mm.
But do something.
You know, just to put it in, you know, I guess in a way that we can probably understand, as far as the Jerusalem wall, and I know Pastor Smith, you're about to go there. just real quickly. I was teaching in Nehemiah one Sunday. It's been several years ago. I was teaching our children in our children's ministry at our church, and we were talking about Nehemiah. And so the Holy Spirit just gave me this analogy about the condition of those who were in Jerusalem mm-hmm. when the wall was broken down.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the kids, I said, just think about your house. If you live, you live in your house and, you know, have all your contents and all that stuff like that, but you don't have walls. I mean, you don't have windows or you don't have doors.
Mm-hmm. Come on in.
And just think about, even though you're inside your house, just think how vulnerable you are. Anything, anybody, you know, could come in at any time. So
mm-hmm.
let's just visualize, you know, Pastor Smith and I are in our home right now. If we visualize not having any windows on the house and the doors are gone and we're so exposed,
mm-hmm.
that's the situation that they were in. Like Pastor Smith said earlier, enemies and animals, and they were all vulnerable.
Exactly.
And they were just
exactly.
trying to eke out an existence
mm-hmm.
during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And God touched Nehemiah, moved upon him to do something about their condition.
Amen, amen. And for him to accept that call to come out of a life of luxury to go in to minister to his brothers and sisters, even though it's been, how can I put it, even though he wasn't there, but it's believed that he may have was born in captivity
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because he knew about them, but he wasn't around when the siege came on.
Right.
So it's believed because they were there for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
He may have been just a kid or he may have been born in there. But the fact still remains is that he was in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
He had gotten to that point.
Right.
And now God moved on him. You can see the divine hand of God moving.
Yeah, yeah.
The application of this is that as God transitions us from the natural to the supernatural, we must ask God to show us the condition of our heart as he sees us.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture that I always hold to is Psalms 139:23, where it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any effective way in me, offensive way in me, I'm sorry, and lead me in the way of everlasting."
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to, when we ask God to show us ourselves first, you know,
mm-hmm.
do I have a hard heart? Do I have mm-hmm. a selfish heart? Am I all
mm-hmm.
about me and nobody else?
Yeah.
Do I see my brothers and sisters? It does. When I say brothers and sisters, I'm not just talking about brothers and sisters of color. I'm talking about brothers and sisters of the human race, living in poverty, living in situations, and I can
mm-hmm.
do something.
Yes.
Do I say, well, that's them and not me? Or am I willing am I willing to come down and reach out and help as best I can
mm-hmm.
with whatever God has given me? In verse 3 of chapter 2, Hananiah says that survivors who are left from the captivity and the providence are there in great distress and reproach. Now, there are three words in verse 3 that we want to take a look at. The words of survivor, distress, and reproach. Now, the word survivor in the New King James Version and the NIV as well, they say different things. The King James Version, the New King James Version and the NIV has the word survivor.
Mm-hmm.
The New American Standard and the King James Version and the English Standard Version uses the word remnant. Now, this word remnant means, according to the Holman Treasury of Key Bible Words, it says that the word remnant means survival, residue, remainder, or rest.
Mm-hmm.
Remnant can refer simply to leftover.
Mm-hmm.
That was left over. A group of people left over are surviving traces of something.
Mm-hmm.
This word remnant speaks of God's act of grace alone. God preserved a group of people who's going to serve him and him only
mm-hmm.
while they were in captivity. Everybody didn't survive, but he reserved a group of people. Now, in the first chapter of Ezra, it says that God brought, that there were like some pretty close to 45,000 people, not mentioning servants and all those others, but God preserved a vast number of people to at least repopulate Jerusalem for a little bit, not completely, but enough to repopulate it to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, This is where I get on my – well, let me finish this before I get on my bandwagon.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Now, the word distress, the basic meaning of this word means bad or evil. Now, this verse carries the idea of misery. This was the condition of the people in Jerusalem after the return. Remember, it said that they were there, and they were just trying to eke out a living, trying to do a little bit, but they didn't have no walls. And every time they tried to do a little something, the surrounding people would come and take it. How many of you saw the movie called Ants?
Yeah.
It was a movie about where the ants did all the work, did all the harvesting, but the grasshoppers came and took it and convinced them into thinking that that was their lot in life.
Okay, it's a buzz life.
I mean, buzz life. Sorry, I said ants. Almost the same. They were bugs. That's what was happening in Jerusalem right about that time. But people around kept them on the foot. Once they came back, made them feel like that you are supposed to serve us.
Mm.
You're nothing. You're supposed to serve us. Not realizing that they had forgot that they were God's chosen people and God had rescued them and they were supposed to go back and rebuild. But instead, they allowed themselves to become the footstool of their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens with a lot of us. If we don't allow the Holy Spirit to show us that we have the power, we have the everything that God has given us to get ourselves back together to reconnect with our Heavenly Father, we can become a pawn in the enemy's hand as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Now, the word reproach, that we talked about the survivor, so it means remnant. We talked about distress. Now, the word reproach, this word means to shame, scorn, or contempt. It has the connotation of someone or something that is despised. The people were so despised by the rest of the folks to where they themselves had no courage, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They felt like, well, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't what it was.
Come on.
So that's the condition of the people. Can you see how that can happen to a believer who's been punished for something they did wrong, and then God showed grace and mercy on them, and instead of them allowing the Holy Spirit to build them back up, they fall into a despair to where they become shame. Let me get a little closer. A person who starts out at the top, well, let me put it like this. Let's just say an evangelist, prominent, well-loved, well-liked, well-admired. All of a sudden, it gets to that person's head. God has to punish them to bring them down a whole bunch of notches. They are in such a state that when they find when God lifts that off of them after they repent and receive, they get up there, the shame and the guilt of what they did is on them so heavy to where they can't lift their head up and they become a pawn in the enemy's hand. They become despised. They become ridiculed. And they fall into that, not realizing that God has the power to lift them out of that. This is what Nehemiah was doing, coming in there and telling them, hey, look, y'all still God's people. Y'all got the power because God is there. Only thing you got to do is recognize it and get up off your laurels and let's do something.
Mm.
It can happen to us. If we're not careful, yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we do things that we shouldn't do. And God has to take us to the woodshed. But God is also merciful. He said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get it together. All you got to do is just trust me. But sometimes guilt can get on us so heavy to where the enemy say, well, I got him now.
Oh, yes.
And he can make you waddle in that guilt, waddle in that shame, to where you feel like that you can't do anything because the enemy puts that influence on you. That's what the people were doing around Jerusalem when they came back out of captivity, put them in that kind of misery, put them in that kind of, and pointing fingers at them, saying, look at y'all. Y'all was once all that and then a bag of chips. Look at you now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you now. You ain't all that. give me what you got. You know, bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen now. So the second thing Nehemiah did after inquiring about the condition of the city and the people, I can hear questions right now, so y'all hold tight, okay? He prayed the prayer of repentance and forgiveness. Nehemiah prayed for himself, his family, and the people of Jerusalem. Sister Smith, I'm passing over to you.
So Nehemiah's response to what his brothers and fellow countrymen told him was it showed his humility. It showed his
mm-hmm.
godly sorrow. So in Nehemiah 1 and 4, it says that when he heard these words, he sat down and wept. So Nehemiah bowed down.
Mm-hmm.
According to the McLaurin's Exposition's commentary, 90 years had passed since the returning exiles had arrived in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as Pastor Smith mentioned, the remnant was in great affliction. And that word, great affliction in the Hebrew, means misery, distress, adversity. And again, they were under reproach. They were resting in a condition of shame and being despised. But Nehemiah's prayer included the fact that he acknowledges God's greatness
mm-hmm.
and his covenantal faithfulness to his people. So Nehemiah, first thing he did, he bowed down.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing he did, he looked up. He
mm-hmm.
recognized God's greatness and the fact that God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And it says also that Nehemiah persistently interceded for his fellow countrymen. And we'll see that. We saw that in Nehemiah 6:1a. And then you'll see it even in the New Testament from Paul. And Paul in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, Paul talks about he wishes himself to be accursed his countrymen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Paul saying, you know what, I'm in right relationship with God, but my fellow brothers and sisters are not. I wish that I could be out of fellowship
mm-hmm.
with God so that my brothers can be in fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? And so now here's Nehemiah. He's persistently interceding for his fellow countrymen. His prayers were for them. And then he confesses corporate, personal, and family sin.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say this is what they did. This is the reason why they're in that situation. He said, we.
We are.
We sin.
Mm-hmm.
Taking ownership for what the disobedience of the people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Disobedience to God has consequences. No doubt about it. Disobedience to God has consequences. Chuck Swindoll said when he was teaching in the book of Obadiah, he said, there is an end to God's patience. No one knows what that end is, but there is an end to God's patience. God's wheels of justice grind slowly, but exceedingly fine. So that's a huge takeaway for us, is that God may not get us right at first.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we continue in our rebellion,
mm-hmm.
God is going to discipline us. That's the kind of God we have. He's our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And he's a good father. And any good father is going to take their kids to the woodshed when they need
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly. And see, we have to understand that most people say, well, there is no God, because if he was, this wouldn't happen. We got to understand that God is sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, as you heard Sister say, just because you don't get a spanking right then and there, don't mean it's over. See, my mom used to I'm just going to be honest with you. Whenever I would get in trouble, I'll just give me a piece of paper, so I'm writing out my last will and testament, because I know it's coming. And she's so cool about it, where she just take her time. She just take her time. And when I know it, once I done forgot all about it, and here it comes.
Mm.
I'm going like, what happened? Then she bring it up. That was 2 days ago. that's why we, as believers, when we disobey, we got to really think about the consequences. Just because it doesn't happen right then and there doesn't mean it ain't going to happen.
Mm.
Madeline O'Hara, if she was alive, she could testify to that right now. She actually stood up and cursed God and then said, now see, if you were supposed to be God, you should have killed me right then and there. But years later, all of a sudden she just disappeared. They found remains of her, and how they recognized her was through dental records. What am I saying? Don't think that just because things doesn't happen right then and there that God has forgotten about it, because he hasn't. Some way, somehow. Now, how does he punish it? It depends on the situation. Amen. Amen.
So that takes us through Nehemiah's prayer, verses 4 through 11. And then when we get down to the end, in verse 11 says, please, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant. To this prayer of your servant and to that of your servants who delight to revere your name. Give your servant success today and have compassion on him in the presence of this man. Of course, he's referring to King Artaxerxes. And then at the end it says, at the time I was the king's cupbearer. And so that's in total what chapter 1 is about. It's about Nehemiah getting the news of the condition of his countrymen and his dislocated heart. He's the suffering of his people. And just as like a little foreshadowing, in chapter 2, Nehemiah goes before the king, and God is already placed in his heart what he wants him to do, but it's 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 months later. So what does that mean? Sometimes God puts us in like an incubation time period.
Mm-hmm.
He puts something on our hearts, but he might not want us to move on it yet. So during that time, I truly believe that Nehemiah was still in prayer.
He was.
Still seeking God for what that next move was going to be.
Which tells us that two things I want to bring up. One is what Sister Smith just mentioned. Sometimes when God gives you an assignment or when God puts a calling on you, our natural response is to jump in there right away without even having any, God, we get this opportunity, we know it, and we just go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God wants us to wait
mm-hmm.
because he wants to prepare us.
Come on.
Get our spiritual minds and everything all conditioned and prepared so when he puts us out there, it's all speed ahead.
Come on.
Everything's going to line right up. But when we jump in prematurely, we make a mistake and we fall apart. But we have to wait on God. That's what happened with Country Creek. When God called me to pastor Country Creek in 1994, I jumped out there. I mean, I had it. I mean, I knew it. It was no doubt in my mind. But I did not wait. I just leaped out there.
Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead.
With me dragging behind.
Okay. Yep. Right. With her dragging behind.
Yeah.
And I'm out there. And I'm going out there. Didn't have a clue. I just knew that this is what God wanted me to do. And I just bolted out there. It lasted about a year. And then I ended up going to another church to be mentored. That was about a year, and then I went back, and it lasted about 6-7 years. But then from 2002 until recent, God gave me he put me in that training place where I should have been in the first place. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had my pity party, and I whined, and I cried, and I did all that kind of stuff. I ain't going to do this no more, and blah, blah, blah. God said, yeah, right. When the time came, which is now, and now God is putting me in a place. He's got me in the right place with the right frame of mind, and he's pouring into me how he wants me to carry this ministry forward. And it's amazing how it's done. It doesn't make sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it didn't make sense to me when I heard it. But I had to follow because it was at the right time. There's always a time. There's always, as Sister Smith said, an incubation time. There's always a period of preparation. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some things, he'll tell you to go in right away, but then when he's got you want to do something big, as we've defined big, there's a waiting period. a preparation period, a refining period.
Mm.
And that's during that time we bask in our anointing. Because when David was anointed king, he didn't jump in there as king right away. David went on back to him the flock. He said, okay, thank you. I'm back here and deal with this sheep. And then when the time came, God called him out from among the sheep and made him king, and he took out Goliath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I want to bring out is that we kind of overlooked, and I think Sister Smith alluded to it, is that Nehemiah fasted. He not only, he said that he fell down, he cried, and he fasted day and night. Before he started praying to God, he fasted. There, fasting is very important. It's not something that we just do haphazardly. When we go into fast, when we go, and fasting is an affliction of the body, because you're putting yourself in a position of where you can be emptied and God can really talk to you, where you can actually hear without all of the distractions. And you begin to receive the instructions that God gives. Whatever you're fasting for, whatever you're needing, you go into God's holiest of holies. And he begins to pour into you because you are emptying yourself and allowing the Holy Spirit. And that's what Nehemiah did. He knew that God called him, but he wanted to make sure. So he went into a fast. And it was just him and God. And God began to outline to him, this is what I want you to do, man. This is what I want you to do. And this is how I want you to do it. This is the direction you go. And he followed it. And when you go through, when you start reading Nehemiah and studying it, you'll see that everything, you can see God's hand just moving.
Yes.
And Nehemiah just followed right along.
Yes.
Followed right along. Nehemiah, as Sister Mary alluded to in the beginning, he was a praying man. He did not do anything without seeking God out. And even when he was going, was dealing with the bullies, he was still praying.
Yes.
And he just kept right on going.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that concludes our lesson tonight. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Most gracious God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your power, for your might, for your moving, dear God. We were sitting at your feet just like Mary did.
Yes.
So I thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to just pause and to sit at your feet. And Lord, as Pastor Smith and I always pray, Lord, if there is anything that we said that didn't align with your word, God, we pray that everyone would just forget it and only let your word remain, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Because, Lord, you have called us for such a time as this. And I pray, God, you will help us to be about your business because you're coming back. Your word says, God, that your return is nearer now than when we first believed. Jesus could come back in the next second. And, Lord, we want to be busy doing what you called us to do. Oh,
yes.
We want to be ready because we want to hear you say, well done, my God, good and faithful servant. And so, Lord God, I pray, Lord, areas of our lives where we're not right with you, God, please give us sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
Please help us to hear your voice and help us to fall on our knees just like Nehemiah did. Repent and confess our sins. And, Lord, fast and pray and seek your will and be about your business. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Brother Eldridge.
We thank you guys so much for the opportunity.
Amen.
It is in Felicia Smith. They are from Country Creek Ministry. They have an online ministry. What a great teaching. And so what we want you guys to go back, I believe they started in chapter 1, they're in a series right now, study this particular text, you know, because they said a whole lot tonight, and just in that look, 45 minutes or, this is what I got out of it. Those of you that's on the phone, because the phone lines are lit up on tonight, if you have any questions for Pastor Smith and Lady Smith or any comments, you can hit option 1, that's number 1 on your phone. We'll bring you in, and they can answer any question that you may have or something that you didn't understand. Because sometimes, guys, you could teach so clear until you take everybody's question.
Right.
But we're excited tonight about this teaching, understanding the story of Nehemiah. Because Pastor Smith and Lady Smith always tell people to put themselves in the text, you know. And what I got out of it, just real quickly, you know, Nehemiah taught us how to live a life of influence, you know, that God is working on our hearts. You know, he's rebuilding broken walls. My question would be, what broken walls are in your life? You know, Pastor Smith alluded talking about, you know, guilt and shame as a, as, you know, as you fall from grace, in other words. You know, is that a broken, is that a broken wall in your life? You know, you know, God can lift up your bow down head, and I think Nehemiah was teaching us that. And then we do understand he's a man of prayer. He had a passion of prayer. You know, and so that in that little bit, that's just what I got out of it. And, you know, just a powerful teaching on tonight, Pastor Smith and Lady Smith. Man, you got anything over there?
I did. And through the teaching, you know, what I got out of it is that Nehemiah, he positioned himself for the assignment. Nehemiah, you know, we talked about the fasting. He was constantly praying, you know, interceding for the people. And it did not matter with what God entrusted him with. He remained humble. I also love the fact that you you made some good points about his lifestyle, and it really debunked the narrative of when we're chosen by God, we have to come from such a ugly past, right? Nehemiah, he wasn't hungry. He worked under the king. So God can use us in any walk of life that we're in. A lot of times we have narratives painted, and testimonies are great. They're good, and they're useful, but not everybody has the same past. So God can use anyone, and he used Nehemiah, as it was taught tonight, to take his resources to give to others.
Yes.
Amen. Very good.
Praise
God. Praise God.
Go ahead, Pastor Smith.
No, I'm go ahead.
No, I was just saying, what a great teaching. You know, it's so much, it's so much meat in Nehemiah.
Oh, yeah.
And I know y'all see y'all doing the series. Where are y'all at in Nehemiah in y'all teaching, Pastor Smith?
Well, we're going to finish up in chapter 7, and then we're going to go on into chapter 8. So we're that far in it.
Yeah.
We're not halfway yet. We're close.
Right.
So we started in chapter 7. Last Thursday, and we're going to finish up chapter 7 this coming Thursday.
So. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on both networks on tonight, those of you who are listening on the phone, go back and study this series. They're doing a series. You might want to join them on a Thursday night because they're doing this series. And all this is for you just to get back into the Bible and get into the Word of God, because you could chew off a whole lot about Nehemiah.
Absolutely.
Yes. And if they already in chapter, we behind. If y'all already in chapter 7, we got to do a little catch up.
Right.
You know. But just a beautiful
thing about this study is that we don't have a workbook. The only workbook that we have is the Bible. Most studies we might have a workbook. But the Lord laid in my spirit to not do that. Just open up his word and let him talk to us. And so that's your workbook is your Bible. Pencils and paper.
I bet you it's getting good and good. I don't know if that's a word, but.
It
is. It's good.
We don't know about anybody, but we can speak for ourselves. Yes. We just thank God, you know, that others who do, they do let us know how well God is speaking to me, and we just thank God for it. We just, you know, we humble ourselves before God because it's not about us. It's all about God. We just thank God for that.
Well, we're going to bring a few familiar callers in on tonight. Last four numbers, 6530, you're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, is this Fred Bell?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
you called the wrong number out, though. All right.
You want to encourage Pastor Smith and Lady Smith Hart, or you have any questions on tonight?
I'll switch my headphones.
Oh, go right ahead. Yes, sir.
I'm on it now, switching it from speaker to headphones.
Yes, sir. Okay. Do you have any, you would like to take the, what do you think about the teaching of Nehemiah?
Well, No, I enjoy the lessons. I don't have any questions. I enjoy the lessons.
Oh, okay. Amen. Well, y'all familiar with this brother right here?
Good work, Pastor Smith.
But, huh, Fred?
I'm trying to keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Bell.
Thank you, Deacon Bell. That's my buddy, Fred Bell.
I thought y'all be familiar with that brother right there. Thank you, Fred Bell, for all you do over here on the Amen After Show. He got a great segment, guys, that we run every Sunday night. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. I saw his number. I thought I'd bring him in tonight. All right, Fred. All right, sir. Well, anybody listening, the phone lines are lit up. All you people that are sitting here listening, if you could hit option one, if you have any questions or something you don't understand or you like for them to clarify or, you know, you just want to encourage their heart, you can go ahead and hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation on tonight because there's a beautiful teaching about Nehemiah. And just in case you want to catch up like me and Mandy and Chuck, get ready to go into chapter 8. We got a few more chapters to catch up before we call into y'all teaching. We're going to try to catch up a little bit. And study it a little bit. But it's a beautiful teaching. Like, they see it so much. So I just kind of wrote down what I got out of it, you know, because a lot of us have broken walls. We just have to identify what those walls are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once we identify what those walls are, you know, because, a lot of us have a passion, but we have some stuff we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And Nehemiah, have been teaching us, and I'm quite sure throughout the text and throughout the series that y'all doing, you'll find out how Nehemiah really was, you know?
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Well, guys,
I want to encourage everybody to read Ezra.
Ezra?
And Ezra, because remember, Ezra and Nehemiah was one book, and they both worked right at the same time. Ezra was a scribe. And he was commissioned by God to bring to go over into Jerusalem. Now he didn't go over there with them right after the captivity, because the remnant was brought over through a young man by the name of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Zechariah, and it was one other person. Ezra came along later, and he began to campaign to undergird, or should I say, Zerubbabel to build the temple, to build a worship center. And they went through a lot of opposition from the surrounding people. So, and then when you get into Nehemiah, you see like a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage to read Ezra first and then go into Nehemiah, and you can see how they come, because Ezra going to come back on the scene again in Nehemiah right around the 8th and 9th and 10th chapters.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm going to let this guy here encourage y'all hearts on tonight. Last four numbers, 4875. Hello, is this Ant? How you doing, Ant?
Hey. Mandy and Eman, how y'all doing? This is Ant. Yeah.
We're doing absolutely fantastic. You must be asleep, brother.
Good. No, man, I've been kind of I got bronchitis in my chest, man. So I'm dealing and fighting with that. Yeah, I just found out today I went to ER. So I'm doing fine, man. I'm on medication, so I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to encourage Pastor Smith and his wife, man. I love him to death, man. He is one of my greatest intercessors on my prayer line ministry. And it's a great pleasure to hear you use him tonight, because he and his wife are great on Thursdays when they teach their class. So all you old listeners out there, I challenge you and I encourage you to join in on them on Thursday nights on their Facebook page or the Deuteronomy 28 Women prayer line number. And you're going to get the word from them. Continuing the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, we have been doing that with them for the past few weeks, and we've been enjoying it. We've just been having a wonderful, phenomenal time being next to Pastor Smith and his wife, Sister Felicia. We are great. They're great. And we just love them to death. I just want to give them their kudos and tell them everything is going with them. And I appreciate you using your platform to bring them on, man, and you know, and let them expand themselves. They truly are blessed, and they're well worthy of expanding themselves. I love to see them grow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, I'm about to bring you. I'm about to bring you some cow chip tea. Anthony, you heard of that cow chip tea? I'm about to bring you some cow chip tea. You sound like you got a lot going on over there, bro. I'm about to come out there and check on.
Is that some spiritual thing that's going to heal me? I'm down for it. Bring your prayer with you. And bring your prayer with you.
Well, listen, we can decree and declare your healing already, but you have to speak it.
Yeah.
You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, you know. And so you have to, you got to come against whatever is trying to come against you. But we decree that you be healed, and I speak healing over you. And I command your body to line up with God's word. Because, listen, you have already paid the price for your healing. And so whatever is going on, we rebuke it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare you will be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I'm fine.
Well, man,
I'm fine.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And I'm fine taking your word, man, that us men, we don't take time to go out and see the doctor and seek ourselves. So I've been doing that lately, man. I went last Tuesday to my primary doctor, and I went to urgent care today. And that's when I found out I'm battling with bronchitis in my chest. So I'm grateful that my wife, walked me through this and said, baby, let's go, let's go. And I said, let's get them go. And found this out. So thank you for being encouraging with me, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'll call you tomorrow, bro. You're going to be all right.
Okay,
you ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
I'll call you on tomorrow. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all know Anthony. He sits, Pastor Smith, he sits over here with us on a Sunday night. And a real good friend of mine, been down through the years. But I'll call you. Get you some rest, brother.
Okay.
You gonna...
Thank you, man. Thank y'all.
We rebuke that day. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Kudos to you guys. Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Amen. Yes, sir. There's so many numbers on here. I'm trying to find the numbers I recognize and want to encourage y'all. Nobody here hear option one, Pastor Smith. So that says to me and that the word of God was real clear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when it's clear like that, it's just a challenge people to get back into the Word of God. We get a lot of feedback this week. We'll get a lot of feedback of how people enjoyed it, and we'll get back with you guys to give y'all that feedback. Of people that you'd be surprised. They just sit on the line and they sit on the network and listen.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And
that's all right. That's all right.
Yes,
praise
sir.
God.
And
thank
and
you
like
so
Anthony
much
was
for
saying,
my...
ma'am.
No, I was just saying thank you so much for the opportunity. We just praise God for it.
Yes. Yes. Well, y'all on the wall over there. You know, I heard Pastor Smith earlier how he talked about how y'all started out and where y'all are today. And, you know, God have y'all on the wall for a reason because it's all about his purpose. And, you know, y'all are doing a great job. And to those of you that really want to follow this ministry, you know, you can follow them on Facebook. You can go to Country Creek Smith. You know, on Facebook, I have a number here. I believe you using this number. Pastor Smith, help me out here. Y'all using the number 434-300-4134? Are y'all still using that number? Okay.
Yeah, that's the Deuteronomy 28 prayer line conference number that they can call on that line, as well as Facebook, Country Creek Smith. And so they can use either Facebook or the prayer line, because there are some people who don't do Facebook, and some who do both. So we give out both numbers.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, you guys on the network, you looking for a great Bible study, you know you ain't doing nothing on a Thursday night most of the time. You can chime in at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and check this wonderful couple out in there teaching on the Word of God. They're a student in the Word of God. You know, we just don't try to bring on anybody. We try to bring on those that we know. And then, you know, as God lay on my heart, I was sharing with your wife, I got like 18 pastors, Pastor Smith, and we got 12 months. This is our second year doing this, and it was just a blessing last year, and the network wanted to back this year. And so we just proud and just thank you guys for taking out your time on tonight. And that number, guys, once again, if you want to call them and join them on a Thursday night, call them up and tell them you heard them on the E-Man After Show. You could call them at, I hope you got a pen out. Get your pen out, you know, or get a marker or some lipstick or something. You know, I want you to write this number down. because we want you to follow Pastor Smith and Lady Smith. They are teaching. There are some great teachers, and they are teaching the Word of God. And so you can call them at 434-300-4131, access code. You have to put an access code in there. That's 437-431-POUND. If you guys call that on a Thursday night, just like you sitting here listening to the E-Man After Show on the phone, you can sit there and listen to them by way of the phone. And if you want to go to Facebook, you can go to Facebook, Country Creek Ministries. And I think they'll tag you in, and once they tag you in, you'll be able to listen to them, you know, or you'll be able to view them. Just a great teaching there in a series of Nehemiah right now. You want to get that last part of Nehemiah. You know, man, we got to study and catch up before we call in.
Right.
Yes, got to catch up. But, man, Pastor Smith, we want to thank you guys for joining us on tonight. We know you guys probably have had a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, guys, every fourth Sunday at 10 a.m., you can check the worship service out. Every fourth Sunday of the month, you can check the worship service out. That's 10 a.m. And also, every first Monday night of the month, you can check out Hour of Power with Pastor Smith. He's teaching an Hour of Power. That's every first Monday night and every fourth Sunday. Your hearts will be blessed. You will be edified. You will be encouraged.
Yeah.
You will be uplifted. Just like my friend Anthony, you would just be elephanted late. I'm just trying to use some big words, Pastor Smith. You know, I'm not a man of big words. My listeners know how I am, Pastor Smith. Sir?
I know.
We want to follow these guys. So beautiful tonight, and, man, mm-hmm. we just appreciate you guys, and we thank you for sharing the Word of God with us. I'm going to be in the book of Nehemiah. This is going to be my study time this week. I'm going to get into Nehemiah, you know, and I'm going to try to catch up. When mm-hmm. I call, don't think I ain't going to catch up, man. I'm going to catch up. Yeah, I'm going to catch up. You know, I ain't going to be left behind.
All right.
Yes, yes. Amen. Well, Pastor Smith and Lady Smith, you know, we thank you once again. If there's not nothing else, we want to appreciate all of you guys that join us on tonight all around the globe. The phone lines is lit up. The time ticker is lit up. We're on two networks on tonight. And guess what? The E-Man After Show is coming to FM.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of this month, you'll be able mm-hmm. to ride around in your car and listen to the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get out of church at 9 o'clock. You can just go to, what is that dial? It's 90-something. You'll be able to click on and listen to the E-Man After Show. And uh-huh. we're excited about that.
We are excited.
And so you guys come back
all
next
right.
Sunday
thank
night.
You very much.
We want to appreciate you. Y'all already prayed. Our first lady uh-huh. prayed. Y'all already prayed. But Pastor Smith, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to mm-hmm. ask you to lift up Anthony before you go. And all of those that's just out there sick, I tell you, people are getting afflicted in their bodies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we know the eclipse is getting ready to happen on tomorrow. You know, those will be watching the eclipse on tomorrow. But we just want you to pray for this world, man. This world is, I tell
amen.
You, it's in an uproar.
No
you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
amen.
I always hear you would say, Pastor Smith, you pray for all ministries. Tonight, we're going to ask you to lift up all ministries just as well
mm-hmm.
on tonight.
Amen.
And
amen.
And then we'll let you guys go. It's all yours.
Okay. All right. Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord. First of all, Lord, I want to lift up Anthony, Lord, and I just pray that your healing hand will be upon his body, Lord, and we just ask your continued healing upon him, Lord. Continue to deliver him, Father, because you allow him, Father, to go where he can be diagnosed, Father, to realize that he has bronchitis. And, Father, we just come against that, Lord, and we pray that whatever medicine that he has to take, that your
yes.
healing hand will be
yes.
in that medication,
yes.
Father, ministering healing to his body. It's not the medication, but it's you working
yes.
through the objects, Lord, working through whatever it is that he has to take. So we just give you the glory and honor and the praise for his healing, and we just claim it done yes. in the name of Jesus Christ. Now they know what the symptoms is, Father. You let him to know what you know, the Lord.
Yes.
And so now, Father, he can now
yes.
put his faith in action, Lord, to trust that you are going to take that bronchitis out of him.
Yes,
you're going
Lord.
To lead him, Father, to do the right thing, and that is to trust in you more and more and to watch
yes.
his healing come.
Yes.
And then, Lord, we want to lift up all who are going through some type of physical illness, some type
oh,
of physical
yes.
deformity. some type of mental disorder, dear Lord, some type of emotional disorder, Lord. Father, we come against that thing right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we speak to the body of Christ, Lord. Father, the body of Christ of your soldiers, your warriors, dear Lord, and you have us down here, Heavenly Father, to minister the word of God, to go into the enemy's camp and take back what he's trying to steal from us, Lord. But Father, we ask that you would just get our minds straight first and foremost, Lord. Mm-hmm. Get our hearts lined up with you, Lord, to where we can put our trust in you, that we can return back to you, to follow you and you alone, dear Lord, and be obedient to you and allow your Holy Spirit to use us, Father, in the areas that you would have us to use. Because you know, Father, the gift that you've given us, you know what we can and cannot do. So, Father, we just claim your hand upon us, Father, to heal us spiritually, to heal us physically, and to heal us emotionally, Lord.
Lord,
we ask your anointed blessing upon every ministry that's built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, Lord.
We ask
that your Holy Spirit, Father, would give the leaders, those that you have chosen to start it out, to stand firm on their faith in you, to persevere in you, Lord, to realize, Lord, that every day they must be suited up in you, Lord. As the world says, they must be suited and booted in you, Lord, realizing, dear Lord, that you are the one that empowers them to move forward. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you told us, Heavenly Father, in your word, that you are the one that gives us the power, Heavenly Father, to do those things, Father, that's good and pleasing to you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord.
And we just
claim the victory in Jesus. We claim the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we just look to you for everything that we need. And, Father, in your name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Well, thank you guys on tonight.
Thank you.
You guys have a blessed and productive week, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pastor Howard Smith and First Lady Felicia Smith.
Uh-huh.
They have taught us the word of God on tonight. We want to thank them for stopping by the E-Man After Show.
Oh, yes.
What a great teaching, huh, man?
Oh, yes. It was a great teaching.
We enjoyed that teaching. Nehemiah.
Uh-huh.
And we want to thank them for sharing their series. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you want to follow them, you can follow. It's an online ministry. It's Conscious Country Creek Smith on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Country Creek Smith Facebook. They'll tag you in. But if you want to call that number on a Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, that number once again is 434-300-4131, access code 437-431-POUND. And join them and tell them you heard them on the E-Man After Show.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll be blessed. We thank them on tonight. But listen, man, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I got to call and check on my friend, see what's going on with him over there. And,
that's right. That's
we'll be
right.
back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on. Here it comes. Here it comes. The sound's a wonder. Come on. The sound's a wonder. Amen. Amen. Give it to him. Amen.
God knows he created man to endure certain obstacles in life. It's natural to make mistakes in this land of strife. Heavy burdens may seem never-ending, no matter what you do. But that doesn't mean that Jesus will take his hands off of you.
Another chance.
Does anyone here know God will give you
another chance? Another chance.
Uh-huh.
He'll give you another chance.
pray and pray. Seems like he isn't there. Just remember, God still hears a sinner's prayer. You've got to trust and believe. Thank him in advance. You are his child. Be cheerful. He will give you another chance. Because he will give you
another chance.
Can I get another chance?
Another chance.
Our God
will give you another chance. Another chance.
Just pray and he will give unto you
another chance.
Just believe and trust in him.
When I was walking in sin,
Jesus reached down and he took me on in. He filled my heart with love. And then he wrote my name above. And
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're back in the building.
We're back.
Yeah, we're excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on the phone lines on tonight. These girls that have been on the network on tonight that's listening over there on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe, Radio.com, and those that you're listening on WeTalk Radio Network, we want to appreciate you. It's been Bible study over here, man.
It has been.
What a great teaching. We had Pastor Howard Smith and Lady Felicia Smith from Country Creek Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us the word on tonight. They taught us Nehemiah. They're doing a series.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to go back and study the whole chapter of Nehemiah.
That's right.
Starting at chapter 1 and just, you know, let that be your study time, you know. Mm-hmm. Let that be a blessing to you. Well, man, we have had a blessed, productive day. We're getting ready to shut it down. We want to thank all of you guys that hung out with us. Come back next Sunday night. We'll have another great show for you. We'll have another great topic that we're putting out there. Remember on tomorrow, guys, the solar eclipse is supposed to be, what day time they saying that is supposed to be by 1 o'clock. Don't nobody know what time it's going to show up, huh? Yeah, you might want to get you some glasses then. And see if you can see the eclipse on tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, they got some people are off tomorrow.
They are.
Yeah, some people are off, and some people are, you know, they, you know, I guess.
Right.
Well, you guys can do that. And but come back next Sunday night. We'll have a great topic that we'll put out there on next Sunday night. But, man, as we get ready to end this show, you know, I always like wrapping this show up with an E-Man thought.
Right.
And tonight, guys, we're going to let you go to bed on this thought on tonight. And it's just simply this here. My thought, man, is simply just this. Remember to do all things with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Remember to do all things with kindness.
Right.
And see that take you far.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this episode over here on the E-Man After Show. We're getting ready to log off. We're going to bless your heart with some music. Come back next Sunday night. Until then, man, let's thank
B.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everyone.
Peace.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short, and got back up, much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes, praying that you open our eyes. What she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. When I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.